This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Those are two separate addresses. Although I think if you did type in Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com,
it
might still get here.
It doesn't. I tried it.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Oh, so it has to be one of the setup ones? Yes. You should set that up.
That makes sense.
This one is from Stefano. I can't wrap my head around the fact that you like Ready Player One. I love most books you guys recommend, but this one, this is going to be one of those few cases where the movie is better than the book. I understand the nostalgia effect and all the 80s references, but the characters are so poorly developed. There are more lines about the Back to the Future car than on the story of the life of a girl. I don't even want to say this part because it's kind of a reveal.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I don't want to do any spoilers. And I get that you want to know if he passes the challenges, but really, how exciting is it to read about someone playing video games? I don't know. The whole book just seems to me the author played with himself, looking at chicks drawn to... Am I allowed to say that? I just read it. The author pleasured
himself.
Don't
say it again, Sarah.
I'm not going to. The author got with himself, looking at the chicks drawn on those fantasy game cards, and now he uses nostalgia as leverage to pass that it's actually cool to play video games. He's trying so hard, but it's only nostalgia. Zero plot, zero depth. Sorry. The movie beats the book 1,000-1. I say no on that.
So you can say that?
I don't. I doubt it. Let's just. Why are we still talking about it?
Yeah, let it go, everyone.
Next thing. All right. Everyone.
Let it go.
So listen, Ready Player One. I don't care what this person said. I love that book. I've read it 3 times. I don't really care about it.
3 times. I don't get that.
Because it's so good.
But you know what happened.
I know, but then I've forgotten all the little details. Mm. So, very exciting. The movie is, well, our private screening is this Wednesday, and then the movie opens on Thursday everywhere. So, I'm so excited to go see it. Can't wait. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball's back, opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. This happened, this was over the weekend. We just were talking about this in the other room. Bryn came running in. Did you hear that? Was it you or was it Hooman who said, Hooman?
I think it was Hooman, but I was there for that, yes.
Jerry Rice has proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Letitia. They've been dating for, it looks like, 10 years.
Congratulations. From what I hear, he's now a colleague of ours.
Yes, apparently. I don't know how they can let him in and out of the studio without asking about massages. Where are you off to, Jerry? Gonna go get a massage?
You're late. Sarah! That never even happened.
Come on.
Really?
Are you sure?
Do you know that it happened?
No,
Did you see him there?
The little details about hiding in the closet.
I don't know.
I do know.
Making stuff up.
You don't know.
I do know.
Talking about rumors.
The proposal went down on the stage at the DeBartolo Family Foundation All-Star Charity Gala.
Oh, very cute.
Isn't that
I follow
cute?
Him on Instagram, and they Instagram quite a bit as a couple.
Aww.
It's pretty cute.
So 10 years of dating before the engagement. This happened in...
She waited that long.
Looks like
I got
Tampa
to,
Bay.
Many, many years ago, I got to watch a 49er game in the DeBartolo's box, and his first wife, I think it's his first. Does he only have the one?
Yeah, he
Jacqueline.
Has Jacqueline, yeah.
Okay, the first wife was in the box
9,
with
10, 11,
their little
years.
Kids.
Uh-huh.
And she was bejeweled and wearing this fur coat.
Oh.
She was decked. Like, I mean, like a princess. You can't
wow.
believe. So I imagine being his wife is a pretty sweet gig.
Mm-hmm. So you'll wait 10 years for that?
I guess. I mean, I'm telling you in the box. We were like, they're going to get us a veggie burger. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. This is, you order food and then they bring it to you. And meanwhile, she is like a princess in the corner in a fur coat and jewels. And the kids are just having the time of their lives. But definitely
they had three
nice
kids together. Jerry Rice Jr., Jackie Bonet Rice, and Jada Simone Rice.
Oh, Bonet?
These, yep, that's what it says. He posted a little picture on Instagram.
They must be
them
grown now, like high school kids, if not college.
Sure. How old do you think they were when
I
you saw
I would say
them?
They were all under 6 years old.
Oh. He wrote, pursue what catches your heart, not what catches your eye, at Tishy70. Aww. Very sweet. And then they go on to talk about him and his all-star record. And
congratulations to them. I hope you have a nice, long engagement.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. She waited 10 years for that.
Yeah, now she starts planning the wedding.
No rush. She got the ring. She's good.
I know. I feel like maybe.
Take your time.
Let's get this show on the road.
Mm-hmm. See how things shake out.
I mean, he's 55 after all.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
How old is she? Old enough to have kids or young enough to have kids still?
I couldn't
she
find,
looks older.
I couldn't find anything
so?
On her.
Like she looks, what's her name?
Letitia Paleo or something. Yeah. Paleo.
She's gorgeous.
But I can't find any facts on her, what she does for a living. Nothing.
Well, she dates Jerry Rice.
Yeah, Paleo.
Baby.
Pictures I see, looks like she's living pretty good.
Incredible news for Black Panther. It finally did get knocked out of the top spot on the movies, on the box office. But it is now the top grossing superhero movie of all time in the U.S. It's made over $630 million in 6 weeks, by the way. Let's see. The Avengers made $622 million at the box office. And I'm sure that had many more weeks to do so. It's fifth now on the all-time domestic box office list, just behind Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Avatar, Titanic, and Jurassic World.
Which
they don't list them in order. Is Star Wars, The Force Awakens the biggest box office gross?
Yes.
And then, so Jurassic World is the fourth largest?
Mm-hmm. I can double check.
And it's 12th worldwide. Yes, Hooman, you were about to
say. Yuzette has some movie news that she'd like to share.
I do. I think if I'd like to share it, I would have said it. I know nothing other than I watched that POS movie yesterday. Well, some of it, and then I turned it off.
What movie?
I purchased it on demand. What's it called?
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's your review,
POS?
Yeah, I had to see what the big hubbub was about, and then I just was like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Oh.
I turned it off and went to bed. Hmm. I was so disgusted by
it. Do you think maybe you were in a bad mood?
No,
not at all,
Vincent.
Mediocre. I'm never in a bad mood.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I was surprised by how charmed I was. I thought it was. I really, really enjoyed it.
When did you watch it?
I don't know, 2 months ago, maybe.
And you loved it?
I thought it was great. I was like, oh, that is such a better movie than I thought it was going to be. I even sort of like the fish guy. I mean, I don't want to bang him or
she
anything.
She thinks he's cute, everyone.
Well, you get used to him.
Real quickly, Avatar's the highest grossing of all time. Then Titanic is number two. Star Wars Force Awakens is three. Jurassic
Are these
World.
Domestic?
This is worldwide.
Yeah. So it looks like Star Wars Force Awakens might be number one.
Yeah, domestically it is. Okay. Yeah, Avatar's two. Titanic's three.
So Black Panther is the 12th highest grossing movie of all time worldwide. But now it's the sixth. Which means it's about to, and I'm sure it's going to dump Jurassic World off of there.
Isn't it weird that Avatar, after being that big, it's just invisible? Like, the guy hasn't gone back to make the second one. There's
And supposedly he was going to shoot a whole trilogy.
There's not even whispers about it anymore.
I know. There used to be every now and then a little update on the thing, but no, they haven't said anything about it. And it's a total bummer because I loved that movie.
The actors
absolutely go
are
back.
All going to have changed.
They'll have to get a whole new crop of people.
Yeah.
They'll have to. Because all those people are going to be geriatric by the time this guy gets around to it.
So weird.
Unless he's already filmed the live action stuff and now he's just putting the effects together.
Yeah, we would have heard if the guy was getting to work on the thing.
So, all right, so this is the update. It says it's filming right now. Two and three are filming.
Where?
I don't know. Some green screen in probably L.A.
Oh,
but,
you think?
Yeah, and it's coming out in 2020.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great. I hope that's true. No, thank. Sad. go back. You're like a baby.
So dumb.
The Na'vi. I love that movie.
I did too.
Pacific Rim Uprising got the top spot this week.
It's not that good.
It made $28 million in its opening weekend, but it was enough to unseat Black Panther, which made only $16 million. But it's made $631 million in 6 weeks, so... I can only imagine, is that one of those God movies? A couple
yeah.
God movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a God movie.
That was number three. Sherlock Gnomes was new at number four. Then Tomb Raider, Wrinkle in Time, Love, Simon... Paul, Apostle of Christ.
Yeah, I want to see that. The trailer doesn't look good, but...
So why would you want to see it?
Jim Caviezel's in it, so I'm thinking it's going to be good. He's a good actor.
That was eighth place. It made $5 million in its opening weekend. Game Night was number nine, still in the top ten. Funny. And Midnight Sun?
I don't.
Was that also a Christly one?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
Well, that made $4 million to take 10th place.
The movie we reviewed opened in 27 theaters, Isle of Dogs. It's going to expand this week. It made $1.5 million.
I definitely want to go see that.
So good.
Yeah. MoviePass has dropped its monthly subscription price to $6.95, less than the price of one ticket.
That's incredible.
I know. It made me consider it.
Chris, you're the best. You care about people.
They're pulling out all the stops trying to get people to sign up. They want, let's see, they want 3 million subscribers by this summer. They've got over 2 million. Who pay a monthly fee to be able to see up to one movie per day in theaters.
But the deal is you are handing your data to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Among other things.
Well, we had heard that their long-term plans were that they're going to market your whole night to you. If they know you're going to a movie, then they'll recommend a place that you drive by. They're going to be GPSing where you are, I guess, if you have the app open. Anyway, they're saying they want to build a subscriber base as quickly as possible. However, they actually just like took 10 AMC. Some people were mad because they took a bunch of theaters off the list of available theaters. And
those
people showed up.
That's my concern, yeah.
Right. So I don't know how it'll
work
out for them, but they've just lowered the price again. You can go to a movie a day for $6.95 a month, which if you enjoy that.
Well, it can't be any worse than Facebook sharing your data with everybody, right?
Can't it? I mean,
I don't think so.
Everything could be. I don't. Facebook doesn't have that much data on me.
Oh, it doesn't?
I don't know.
You sure about that?
Well,
the way.
I mean, what could they? What do they have?
Well, the latest news is that Android users found themselves. Let's see. Facebook gathered years of contact names, telephone numbers, call lengths, and text messages if you were on an Android phone.
Well, thank God I wasn't.
More bad data news for Facebook, is that something they've been compiling?
And I don't know. I don't know everything that happened with this Cambridge analytics company, but I was reading that even if you didn't do a personality test and your friend did...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You were available.
So we're
to
all
them.
Friends with you, Zed, on Facebook.
Yep, we sure are.
Yeah, and I did those things all the time. I will never do those again.
You're Blanche from the Golden Girls. Like, you didn't know you were Blanche.
I'm Blanche, everyone.
From the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Unbelievable.
We're down the road and back again.
Thanks a lot, Yuzi.
Heart is true.
You're a pal and a confidant.
You're like the aunt now that's sending out the email. I didn't send that email. I've been hacked, everyone. I'm so sorry. Great.
Sorry, everyone.
Sinead O'Connor's now going by the name Magda Davit.
Great.
And
bye.
She will be playing live in the U.S. for the first time in 4 years in April.
Magda Davit?
Magda Davit. She said to Dr. Phil, Sinead O'Connor is gone. That person is gone.
She should ask Cat Stevens how that worked out for him.
What was his name? Yusuf?
Yusuf Islam?
Something.
Well, she says she's going to do just a few dates, I guess, coming up here. They look like all East Coast things. And then a press release said she will do a more extensive tour in the summer, but no one will know who Magda Davit is, and I don't know if they'll buy her tickets. And I don't know if she's going to do the Sinead O'Connor song since there is no more Sinead O'Connor. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple of these in here real quick, Brittany. Uprocks.com just put together a list of the best songs that heavily feature guitar solos, but instead of classic stuff, they kept it within the last 20 years. So I thought to myself, geez, in the last 20 years, I can't think of anything that was like a remarkable guitar solo.
Oh, come on.
Like what?
There's just tons of metal music still being made. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but nothing that I'm like, oh, that's an iconic guitar. Like, name me an iconic guitar solo in the last 20 years.
That people will know. I mean, this is a guitar thing, right?
It is.
So guitar players would go, oh, well, Satriani from the album, whatever. Or, I don't know.
So here's their list.
Machine Head probably made the list, right?
No.
What?
Please. The White Stripes.
Some of these are pretty weak.
Come on.
You think some of these are
some of them are good, and others are just kind of like, sounds like you're just playing chords. And when I think guitar solo, I think guitar, like a solo on top. Yeah, like a badass solo.
Metal guitarists are so much better than they're not given enough credit to
was
the metal
there
guys.
The
major announcement. Keep my music bed going.
This one?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good music bet. Use That Writes, hey, Susan, are we still on for lunch tomorrow this morning to our big, big boss who's about to leave us? The Ray of Sunshine's leaving. She writes, yes, I'm looking forward to it. We are on for lunch tomorrow, everyone.
Fantastic.
I wrote back, wonderful, so are we.
And just because she's leaving, let's like really run her bill up.
Oh, yeah. Right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Shut.
I'm going to be like, and I'm going to take this one to go. Box that out. What is this thing here? Give me three specials.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm bringing dinner home to my family tonight. Bye, Susan. What's coming up, Ben?
No idea. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Monday. Apparently the rain's done. That's it for the year.
Yay!
Yay! This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. It's spring break at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, a daily spring break block party. Spring break block party. Music and prizes, the return of Dino. It must be Dino Island, huh? Dino was the Flintstones dog. Dino was like... 4D theatrical experience. Yeah. And all the thrilling rides like The Joker, Wonder Woman, Medusa, and more open daily now through April 8th. Check it out at sixflags.com. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a six-pack of Six Flags tickets. You, your whole family, and a couple of their friends.
Oh, man.
Six tickets? Yep, a six-pack of Six Flags tickets. Well, you're the one who wrote this down here,
yeah,
so I'm hoping
I don't
that's
exactly. I cut and paste, Sarah.
You sound so surprised.
I am.
Like, uh-oh.
Like, dang, that's a lot of tickets.
Yeah,
it is.
Cool. Six pack of Six Flags tickets for caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. We'll have another six pack, or possibly fewer, tomorrow. So be listening for a chance to win that. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You're going to love our website. We made it just for you. Have a look. Maybe you'll find love.
I didn't realize that was available. I guess I should have known.
Well, I mean just love as in you'll love
the website.
Oh, I
love the website. Yeah. Got it.
I do have a bunch of love stories, though, in the news for you.
How wonderful.
Unfortunately, I have this update for you to a story you did earlier.
Uh-oh.
Pardon me. So you mentioned Rick Santorum decided to talk about the kids and their March for Our Lives, which went down on Saturday. By the way, I reported from the scene in Santa Cruz.
Yes,
as
excellent.
I was there.
On location reporting, Vincent.
And I found it to be neat.
Inspiring.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors and surgeons had an important message for former Republican Senator Rick Santorum on Sunday. CPR does not save people who are bleeding to death from AR-15 wounds.
That is true. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
The comments were directed at Santorum after he suggested that the kids should find a better way to spend their time, like learning CPR.
They should just all become registered nurses, and then they could maybe staunch the flow of blood until the doctors arrive.
So the doctors and surgeons wanted to get that out there for Rick, you know.
Yeah, let's let Rick know.
Follow up.
God, that guy. Oy
on
day.
His message there.
Even the person interviewing him was like, what? Why are you saying this? Because God knows we can't get the NRA out of our lives.
Craigslist has just announced they're going to stop their personal section,
which
includes
what will the people do, Vin?
Missed connections and casual encounters.
Oh, that's why. Are they getting too much trouble?
They'll hurry over to Tinder or one of the others, I guess. They say there is a law going through Congress now. I think it's passed, actually. The U.S. Senate voted 97-2 last week to pass the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, also known as FOSTA, which is a good thing, right? Except that you don't like it?
I really have probably very different from the normal opinions about sex workers. If that's how you make your money and Craigslist is a safe place for you to do it. And I don't know if it is.
Well, that's how some people are using Craigslist. And Craigslist doesn't want to be liable for what's happening through
I'm paying for your chlamydia now? Okay, I see how it goes.
The law is an anti-sex trafficking act, which sounds good.
Yeah.
But the law would go after any website that's used for sex trafficking, like Craigslist. And they even say Google or Facebook in certain spots are where people connect. So there could be other fallout.
Well, and you hear sex trafficking and you automatically think bad things about it. Like, I'm certainly not for children being taken from their native country and used as sex workers against their will. But sex working in general doesn't offend me.
Have you ever enjoyed a casual encounter via Craigslist?
I have not. The furthest I've ever gone with anyone on Craigslist is a picnic table that I thought about buying and talked to I did contact that person. We had a conversation about it, but nothing ever came to fruition, Vincent.
What was the matter with the picnic table? Too expensive?
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
Yes. I was talking with them. Honestly, I just use that as an example of how far I've gone on Craigslist.
Yuzi?
I've never
connected on casual encounters or had anyone.
Hooman?
That's correct.
No, I just sell and buy stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Not me.
I've been using the Nextdoor app to buy and sell.
I should clarify, I sell stuff on Craigslist all the time, not casual encounters all the time. But I do. I use Craigslist quite a bit, and I actually would be super bummed if that service went away. So if they're protecting their other business, then good. I want them to do that because I would be sad if I couldn't sell.
Yes, I mean, you make
a half broken surfboard for
$100 and some Gorilla Glue. It's a package deal.
What? It's fine. If you know how to fix stuff, you're gonna love it. I have no time for that.
Duct tape fix everything.
Take it back. I have no talent for that. Is really what I mean to say.
I bought two things from the Nextdoor app yesterday.
Oh, what did you buy?
I bought a vegan purse, which I still don't know what the heck that means. I bought it for...
It means it's faux leather.
A girlfriend, yeah.
It's fake.
She's whatever. Thank you, Vinny. And then the other thing I bought was this picture. I swear, I don't know where I'm going to hang it. It's going to get on the wall some
point. No, it isn't. That's going in the garage.
No.
That's getting dusty in your attic.
What is it?
It's a picture of a tree. But when you walk by it, it changes seasons.
That's not getting up. That's
yeah,
never
it is.
Happening.
It's super neat. John even said,
thing
John
never
goes, where did
no
that
way.
Come from?
Yeah.
I go, I bought it from some chick at the right. library
what
yesterday.
What for?
You put know, it on your stairs because you go up and down the stairs.
That's what I said to him. I even left it right there.
Here's where you can hang that on the trash can.
On the back of the closet door.
$20 for that.
Anyway, back to casual encounters. Yep. You can't find them anymore at Craigslist.
Well, that's too bad.
Here's another story of love.
Oh, that was a love story.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Casual encounters. Come
sure.
on.
All right.
Loosely.
Ish.
Centered around love.
Okay.
Speed dating turns 20 this year. Have you ever done that?
I've never done that. Has anybody on the show speed dated? Is that where you get like 3 or 4 minutes at a table and then you have to get up and move
to the next one? I've always wanted to do it like at our secret show, our Valentine's Day secret show, like set something up.
It does. I actually think that rather than have it be dating, that would be a really cool way to get a large group of people to all
I
know
think
each
so.
Other.
Yeah.
You know, and only
I think it's
yeah,
really
I
fun.
Feel like I've done that in a scenario that you're speaking of. Not a dating scenario, mm-hmm. but they mimic the process so that everyone
That's
can
kind of neat.
I don't even know where that happened. But anyway, so speed dating turns 20 this year. The first event happened at a coffee shop in Beverly Hills back in 98.
Oh, funny.
Renee Weiss and Miles Miller met at a speed dating event in Atlanta back in October. It only took them 4 minutes to hit it off.
Oh.
After that, Miles called and asked her out to dinner. They went on out a few more times, and now they're an item. Why are they making the news?
Yeah.
Because
they can't be the only couple that's ever hooked up from speed
dating. One of them
is
92, and the other one is 80.
Oh, what fun.
Mm-hmm. Renee is 80 years old. Miles is 92. The speed dating event was at a retirement home.
How funny.
Everyone was between 75 and 96. So they just did a big interview about it in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. After they met, they started going out to dinner a lot and realized they liked the same things. Miles used OpenTable.com for their reservations, which is, you know, at 92. Look at him go, right?
I know. He's so
forward.
With it.
Yeah.
Right.
They talk on the phone at least twice a day and hit a movie every now and then. And speed dating has another success story.
That's
everyone.
That's wonderful. Isn't it so funny how, like, if a 76-year-old is dating a 96-year-old, like, that doesn't even seem like an age difference.
Right.
Man, you're young for such a short time and old the whole rest of the time.
I saw this thing. I still go to Facebook, everyone. I know I'm asking for it. But I went to... What's
Whatever.
Wrong with me? I'm looking to get data mined. Dumbass.
Just don't do any quizzes, Vinny.
Anyway, this someone had posted up, I wish life was more like this. And it was about how I wish we were born old and got healthier as time passed.
Well, you'd certainly appreciate it more.
You get your gold watch when you start your career instead of finish it. As you get younger, you start partying like crazy out of control. It's just funny to, and then as you're a baby, or you end up back in the womb, and it was just like, boy, that would be better.
Remember,
Mork
nice. From Ork, how they were
backwards,
born old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Very Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah.
Well, this is love for you.
All right.
41-year-old near Tampa named Ronnie Alexander woke up last Wednesday and immediately got in a fight with his wife, Carol. Because he'd forgotten it was their wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So she must have baited him. Anything special today?
No, nothing special.
Yeah, what? It's Wednesday, for crying out loud.
It's just another stupid day.
But it was still early, so he had a chance to redeem himself.
Oh.
So he went to work, and while out that day, you figure, well, clearly it's important to the missus. I should get something done.
Happy wife, happy life.
When he got home from work, he showed up with a single rose. Said, maybe this weekend I'll book us a hotel somewhere.
Mm.
It doesn't look like he actually booked the hotel, though, and Carol lost it.
Oh.
So shortly after he returns home with his one rose.
Yeah, and did he say, will you accept this rose?
I don't know.
And she said, absolutely.
She's going, where are the other ones? Like, don't bring me a single rose.
Yeah, it's lame.
It is lame.
Carol
Unless there's
lost
a ring on it somewhere.
Carol lost it, hit him multiple times, scratched his neck and chest.
Boy, she's a delight.
As police were questioning her, she admitted, quote, I flipped the bleep out. What? She's facing charges for misdemeanor domestic battery.
That's too bad. If he had only
him
booked the
I knew you'd
park,
say that.
The
if
hotel.
He had only, it's his fault.
Well, yeah. He's got to know she's a volatile person. And
he
he's
asked
married
for
to
it,
her.
Right?
He did. One rose, and then maybe I'll book a. And doesn't? Come on. Dude, you're asking for it.
All these
you married
great
her.
Years of servitude, and I still got to do
servitude.
What?
Is that what it is?
Isn't it? Didn't he? Look at him.
Mm.
Oh, there's no picture.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Too bad. He looks like Tex.
The poor guy.
She's actually super pretty.
What?
So she is expecting
nice
to be treated
lady
like a princess.
With blue eyes, smiling in her mugshot.
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, you just got to remember certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know that woman. You married her.
Of course.
Constant battle, constant maintenance.
Where's my hat?
Where is your hat?
Where is your
game
hat?
Over, man.
Our tech,
game
oh,
over.
I won't do text yet. Hold on. How about a fast fact?
All right, give me a fast fact.
In the 1830s, ketchup was turned into pills and sold as medicine to treat indigestion and diarrhea. Huh. Ketchup.
Really?
Speaking of ketchup, sliced ketchup might be coming to a store near you. You like it?
Is it, are we talking about like sliced cranberry? Like it's sort of gelatinous and I'm not.
Something like
I'm not,
that.
No
they
thanks.
Say that you'll be able to drop a clean, neat slice of ketchup just like it's a slice of cheese.
And then what would you do with it? Can you still dip your
no.
french fries
no,
into
we,
it?
Listen, burger. Nobody wants oh. ketchup to be neat. We want it to be messy.
We just want it to be ketchup.
We want it to be
we don't need new condiment
sloppy.
Styles.
Yeah. In 1970, 7% of gynecologists were women. In 1970, 7% of gynecologists were women. Now it's up to 59, and 82% of the residents training to be gynecologists are now women.
Oh, it's great.
Is it?
It is.
Don't you go to a dude?
I do have a guy doctor, but I've been to girl doctors. And
how about you?
Yeah, I go to a dude. Hey, Sarah.
I don't mind a dude.
I'm the dude who's here to look at your junk.
Well,
slide down, please. Relax those knees.
Oy. Is that what they say?
Get
what
your,
does it have to do with your knees?
Get your legs
get your
into
legs
those clamps.
Up in the stirrups. And then let's just relax the knees. Good luck.
What's that from?
Are you all like white knuckled onto the
no, I just lay
the
there like, God, here I go. I get to submit myself to this again.
Even though I don't dislike the dentist, every now and then I'll find myself with my hands
clenching the sides like of the chair.
Well, no, like they're crossed on top of me, and I'll be like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Oh,
I'm not even bummed. And I'm well, because someone's in your face. And
Do you have a female gynecologist?
Currently, I do. But I usually always went to men. It's just
because mostly there were men.
I don't know why. Recently, I've just gone to women. I don't know why.
Don't you? I would think you would prefer a lady.
I do prefer a lady.
So as I've gotten older, I prefer ladies, but otherwise I didn't care that much growing up.
Seems like a lady would do a better photo shoot or whatever it is you're doing in there.
A photo shoot?
Yeah, it's
shoot?
A photo shoot. Down
do they
there,
have a TV on the ceiling for you guys to stare at so you can watch something?
There's a poster. There's there. I've looked at that poster so many times.
What about a TV?
There's a poster?
Yeah.
What if they had a movie?
What kind of poster?
What
one of those
say?
Cartoon maps of San Francisco. I just stare at it.
Really?
That's it? How about you? Is that,
no,
what do they
no,
have on the ceiling
nothing.
For you?
Just the ugly ass tile, tile ceiling.
I'm just not bothered by the gynecologist.
You like it?
I'm not saying I like it. I'm saying I'm not bothered by it like I am the dentist.
Our tax number is.
Oh, that's a great text number.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great Monday, everyone.
It is. So far, so good.
I know.
510 says, Letitia is 47 or 48, depending on her birthday month, 8 years younger than Jerry Rice, our new colleague. Oh. I believe he works at the game now downstairs.
Yeah.
Shame.
Darn it. Paper gets in between my bell and that doesn't
She'd
ring
find
quite.
A little platform for it or something.
That's good.
All right.
Anyway, they met at the gym.
Oh.
According to 510, I don't know what they know of it, but.
I believe them.
What does she do? Somebody send
she
us
works,
her bio.
She works out.
My husband and I watch. Well, she doesn't need to do anything. She's with the greatest receiver of all time.
Of all time.
I want
winners.
My husband and I watched Downsizing last night. Don't waste your time. It's a horrible film.
Oh, that is too bad because I really wanted to see that.
We reviewed that.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I felt like just because you said it was terrible, why not be?
Well, hey, listen, you like Call Me By Your Name and you like the fish movie. So.
That's true, and you don't like those.
925 says Shape of Water was a sweet movie. Try again, Yuzette.
No.
Yeah, she's not into it.
I feel like I need to try once more.
Oh, man.
Do you? Why?
Well, okay, so once I pay for a movie, is it still
2 days?
It's
yeah.
still there.
Only okay. for 2 days.
I'm going to
I think you were in a bad mood.
I don't think so, Vinny.
How much? How long did you
too
watch?
Too long. I don't know. They hadn't had sex yet. He was still in the tank.
Oh, so she didn't break him out yet? Yeah, no. It's a, you know, I found it very charming, and I loved kind of the set design and,
Maybe,
and the mood
people
of the
are saying
thing.
The cinematography, that's what
I loved the apartment that she lived
I
in.
I think I just need to be more patient with it, maybe.
You could just
dust yourself off and try again.
What is happening there?
My old ass. First you calling me Dusty Brin?
Dusty old ass, try again.
Dust yourself off, Yeezy.
Hey, I got the top albums after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.